Today we gather at this funeral to celebrate the great life of the Chesapeake Bay. Though he did not die in vain, he tried to warn people about water conservation. He went to many extents to get others from around his local area to help him in his efforts to stop water conservation. He told people to use less oil and fossil fuels and told the public to use less carbon. Even though he has passed, people are still following his efforts and attempts to try and help water conservation. Before he passed, he said that nothing is impossible, and he does believe that water conservation and sea level rise will be solved one day. Now I hand you to Chesapeake Bay's dear friend, Gerald.
I am sad that Chesapeake Bay passed on. I was one of his greatest fans. We decided if one of us were to pass on, would create an institution for people who want to prevent unhealthy water, said Gerald. The institution will help fund and protect coastal communities' freshwaters to help spread awareness of water wastage. On average, a human person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water a day, and 3.9 trillion gallons are used in a month, and that estimates to 46.8 trillion gallons a year in America. This can be lowered by costly if people switch to water-saving devices. Before the day he passed on, he told me a breathtaking fact that he said that only 2% of Earth's total water supply is drinkable and 1% out of the 2 is frozen. Now I will pass this off to Jerry, who will cover the topic of water usage patterns in Blackwater.
Well, I have grown up with the Chesapeake Bay, and I can assure you that he was the most earnest and humble person I ever met. He had a very, very big influence on not only me, but the people around him. He taught me many valuable lessons about water conservation that I still remember to this day. I know that you are all sad he died by plastic in the ocean and fossil fuels, but he told me to pass on this lesson about usage patterns in Blackwater. Blackwater is on fresh and saltwater mix to make unsafe Blackwater. Its poisons are freshwater supplies. Chesapeake Bay's whole life, he told us that he was afraid about the water usage patterns every year since the day he was born. The patterns have gone up, not down, but he told me that he wanted this to be solved more than anything else. Now I will pass it to Dr. Stan Lee.
That's epic.
Now, I will proceed to cover the future of water. By 2050, water needs will be up by 55% due to sea levels rising. Tons of people will be affected, but the people who live in coastal communities will feel the effects the most. There are many contributing factors to this. Some of the most noticeable are sea level rise and climate change. Flooding is also a very big factor in this. Whenever there is a flood, the water takes the already clean water, and then it also takes dust and dirt particles with it, makes the water undrinkable, and also makes it dangerous. And also, sea levels rise 3.4 millimeters per year. Now, to end the address, I'm going to pass it to Jimmy Jenkins. To end this very sad address, I would like to say that even though the Chesapeake Bay is gone, he is definitely not forgotten. Because of his great efforts and determination to help stop water conservation and other world problems. So please, in honor of the Chesapeake Bay and its efforts, can we continue the everlasting legacy of that the Chesapeake Bay has created upon us? So please always think about your water usage. Thank you.